You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our guests in this half of the show are Jane Schack and Michael Volker. They are representing Health Action Network, the HANDS, the Health Action Network out of Vancouver. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
So, first of all, Michael, I want to ask you, because you're the executive director for the Health Action Network, tell us a little bit...
Actually, the director of operations.
Oh, director of operations, okay. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what the Health Action Network is.
Well, HANDS is a nonprofit society. We're based in Burnaby, and we advocate on behalf of natural wellness therapies and products. We want to ensure that Canadians have access to a lot of these therapies and products, and we've been around for about 30 years.
How did you get started?
HANDS was started like a lot of charities in by volunteers working out of their basement. We recognized that back in those days that a lot of practitioners that weren't covered under MSP programs had a lot of value to people that were suffering from major illnesses, and we wanted to try and put patients, connect patients with complementary and alternative therapists. We also started as a major sort of resource for people looking to learn more about their illnesses. So we, when we first moved into our offices, we opened up a library where people could come down and research illnesses.
Now, Michael, you have chapters across the country, do you not?
We don't, okay. No. We are... most of our work is done out of our Burnaby office. We do deal with national issues, but no, we work really out of the Burnaby office. Jane, of course, is based in Penticton, but we're really focused mostly, most of our efforts are focused out of our Burnaby office.
And Michael, I'm going to come to you, Jane, in a second. But Michael, just you mentioned that really HANDS is a resource center. How many members do you have, or how many people use you know, your services in any given year?
So HANDS is made up. We're membership based. We're made up of two distinct categories of membership. One is professional members. The other one is our consumer members. So our consumer members tend to use HANDS as a way of getting information on various therapies or health products. Our consumer members receive our quarterly magazine, and in that magazine there's lots of really valuable information on current trends in natural and complementary therapies. And then our professional members, they tend to use HANDS more as a, you know, essentially a business building tool. We provide them with a wellness directory that gets published in our quarterly magazine where their names are listed. As well, we have an online wellness directory. And then we do a lot of networking events. So we do what we call our networking nights, where we have professionals get together at usually a cafe after business hours, and they can exchange information and business cards and get to know each other. So, yeah, so there's two different sort of functions that the organization has, one for consumers and one for professionals.
Jane, I'm wondering if you can tell us, you know, how this operates in a smaller center. And, you know, perhaps there's people listening across the country that are interested in starting something up with HANDS.
Right. We have talked about the idea of chapters and having centers like in Victoria and Penticton. And we do actually have quite a following here in Penticton, you know, perhaps because I'm here and because the Shafford Center is here. And the Health Action Network Society has been a sort of a founding contributor to this really amazing center in Penticton. So what happens and what's nice is if we can have sort of regular meetings, networking with professionals, you know, chances to get together and sort of discuss, you know, sort of optimum things to be doing. And so we do end up having meetings here. We just had a Health Action meeting just actually in September. and was excellent, really great turnout. We had certain businesses in town that use wellness products there, and great presentations from some naturopaths, and it was very successful. So in terms of the chapters, we're always interested in how can we do that, how can we actually, help those centers, to sort of be able to get the word out and sort of share that philosophy of wellness with their constituents.
What is the Shatford Center?
The Shatford Center, actually, it's an art center. It's a creativity center is really what we call it. But it's a large 30,000-square-foot facility in the heart of the city. And one of the values of this organization is really wellness and the ideas of wellness. What one project we're working on right now is we're actually installing it's called a community learning kitchen, and this is all about sort of how do we help people to learn about really nutritious food and cook together. We work actually with the elderly, and we have a great program called Creative for Life, and that's going to involve, these kind of lovely workshops where everybody's together and they have a lunch or they have a special meal together. Hmm. The Shatford Center, Health Action has been very much a part of its beginning. It is a founding contributor. And also it's kind of been an ongoing kind of a connection, probably because I am the executive director of that facility.
What are some of the campaigns that HANS is working on? You mentioned that some of them, are affect right across Canada.
Right. Our current major campaign is anti-GM apple campaign. Currently in front of Health Canada, a company called Okanagan Specialty Fruits is trying to get approval for a genetically modified apple. They call it the Arctic apple, and they call it that because it's an apple that's been genetically modified not to brown once it's cut. So HANS feels that this is a product that's unsafe, hasn't been proven to be safe on humans. There's been no human trial, so we're very concerned about this being available in our produce sections. Mm. As well, we have support from the BC fruit growers on this. They're as well very concerned about this apple being approved and what impact it could have on the fruit growing industry, especially in the Okanagan and the Niagara area.
What effect do you think it could have, and why should Canadians be worried about this?
Well, right off the bat, we're opposed to any genetically modified food because it really hasn't gone through the right type of human trials. We're populations out there that are eating genetically modified food are essentially part of a major experiment to see what kind of reactions, and only time will really tell the impact that genetically modified food is going to have on human health. So we're concerned about it from a public health perspective, but there's also the concern from just an economic perspective, which I think ties more into why the BC fruit growers have come out against this apple. And that is if BC apples are known as the place where the genetically modified apple is being grown, people will probably just judge all of our apples by that genetically modified apple. In other words, avoid BC apples because they're genetically modified, even though it may only be the Arctic apple that's genetically modified. People may paint the whole industry with one brush, so to speak.
Which really could have a serious consequence for those growers, like you say, in the Okanagan economically.
That's right. That's right.
We're talking with Michael Volker and Jane Shack. They are representing the Health Action Network. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about some of the campaigns that the Health Action Network is working on.